I would really like to have Mr. Baker here as well to make that final decision as to what we're going to do, because it's not going to apply just to you. Mm-hmm. But there are some, but I'm interested to hear what you have to say as somebody who owns one of these properties. My struggle is, if somebody just owns a house or two and they stay in it occasionally and mm-hmm. they rent it out occasionally, mm-hmm. you know, I can see that being mixed use. I have a much harder time if you have 10 properties and none of those properties are used as a residence. Because if you have 10 properties, you're using it as a commercial venture. Now, if some of those are long-term leases, such as just a rental, that's different too. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you can, that's classified as residential, that's not transient housing. But that case that she cited by the Supreme Court classified Marriott's both short and long-term stay hotel, basically, as entirely commercial in that particular instance.
It was, but it wasn't based on the definition of transient housing.
Well, and they tried to make it on availability. And so if you make it on availability, that's a problem for people, because if they put it on VRBO, it's available 365 days a year.
Yeah, and I think there will be ambiguities, which is why this is being reviewed right now on a larger level. But if you look at the Missouri State statute, when it refers to transient housing or permanent housing, it doesn't change the fact that it's a residence. And I understand where you're coming from, which is why from the very beginning we chose to pay property, not property taxes, but sales taxes, mm-hmm. even though if you were to interpret the law all the way down, it would even suggest that we weren't responsible for doing that, which I don't agree with. We don't have a hard time paying taxes. What I have a hard time with is there was not enough definition for me to fully agree that we could move from a residential designation to a commercial designation. The evidence isn't there. I have looked at case law throughout Missouri, including Shippen versus Dominion. I've looked at neighboring states going as far as Idaho and Washington. There is tons of case law that substantiate we need to get granular around the definition of what is residential versus commercial. As I say, I couldn't take my home and turn it into a Taco Bell in the middle of a residential neighborhood because it's not a commercial property.
And some of that is circular in motion.
Yes,
because
exactly
it's
right.
Like somebody who does sales tax, a taxable entity. Mm-hmm. Well, it's circular in nature. And since when do services required to pay mm-hmm. sales tax? I know hotels are a total, in my understanding of it, there's a whole other set of laws that show that this is a different
right.
than a hotel. It's not a hotel. And again, it's one of those that it's not clear. There's some really good people that see it differently, and it's a very, very tough issue. And
and another part of this I may add is, what's to say a individual in Kansas, for example, buys 200 residential homes, has them in several different LLCs, and annual rents them? I mean, where's the difference between that's not a commercial business as well?
Do they collect sales tax?
So, but that's again a volunteer, because
so if
you get down to it, we really technically, when you look at the law, it doesn't say we have to.
So
now, do we pay it? We absolutely do, because we feel it's the right, responsible thing to do.
But the scenario you're saying, are they renting to all different people every night?
That's not the question.
No,
yet.
But the point is, Susan, are you suggesting that the genesis of sales tax being paid makes that property commercial?
In this instance, you're competing with a motel and hotel, and that's what they're even saying.
What are you saying?
But what are you saying? Because I'm not understanding. If you take a look at our properties, we have some people who are with us for 3 months.
Right.
We pay sales tax.
And there's sometimes
regardless.
That we just let people stay in our properties for
yeah.
6 months.
Which is
where no money at all.
Which is what Mr. Akers pointed out in this Shipman versus Dominion. The Marriott also had people who were staying extended stay, but they still had to count them. In this.
But
and
they
so,
also can sell meals, they can sell other things, they can sell coffee.
Well, and that's why I'm hoping this will actually go to the State Tax Commission.
It has to go to the Tax Commission
County, Camden County, and Stone County, we need a decision. It's not fair that every year it goes back and forth. You're the nice people who are sending in sales letter or your letters and stuff, but a lot of people just do this and don't bother. It's not till they get caught. And is that fair that you pay? So we need a something that the assessor can go back. This is how it's done. This is the statute so that you're compelled to do something.
And that's why we're here, is we're looking for the burden of proof. We don't mind paying taxes.
Right.
About I've worked in corporate America for 34 years before I retired, and I am here to enjoy my retirement, and I have invested heavily in real estate, as you can see.
Yeah.
We will pay our taxes. I just need to understand how all of a sudden my taxes went up 43% when there's been no definitive definition for us of where we were a year ago versus where we are. As a matter of fact, I have the letter that you sent Val, and it said that we've been getting a free ride for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And
well,
and I struggle with that, Susan.
Well,
I struggle with that. And you're citing case law,
well, I'm
but I don't agree that your case law is even appropriate.
Stone County's been doing this all this time. We never have. I didn't mean to imply that you're trying to scam anybody, but what I'm trying to tell you is I came into office, and I did tell Valerie this, that when we're going here night by night, and I have people that are supposed to self-report, and they do, then they call in because, well, I didn't rent as many nights as I thought. I want it, and we have to abate each one of those. You can understand, I'm supposed to be out measuring people's homes, and I'm supposed to physically be at your house doing things. And if all my employees are stuck inside doing reservations, something had to bring this to a head.
And I agree, but I think the process was not
the process
correct.
Was flawed.
In my opinion, it should have been brought to the community and say, this is what we're talking about.
Well,
let's have a
town
hall meeting.
This was,
and let's visit about this and then take it to the next level.
But this
all
said
he was just received a card.
See, I ran on this. This was the cornerstone of my campaign. I was going to change it to 100% commercial. I did say that over and over. You can go back and look.
Okay.
And so that's
we're gonna bring it back to rein it back in here just a bit. What do you have?
What I was gonna say is, guys, obviously there's a difference in opinion here on how this property should be classified. I've just kind of sat here because you wanted to understand where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I think we just kind of let this go. But normally we don't want to have.
Okay.
This is not the place to do that.
We want you to voice your concern.
Thank you. It
is a legitimate concern. Do you have the number of what it was last year to what it is this year of what the difference amount that you're going to be paying in this year?
I haven't calculated the exact dollar amount, but it's 43% higher than it was last year.
On average.
On average.
Across
yeah, one of my homes went up 54%. The lowest home went up 31%.
Do you have an idea on how much money that is?
In the neighborhood of $20,000.
Okay, so a $20,000 increase that you're going to have to pay $20,000
more this year.
Dollars.
No.
Yeah.
Approximately. And I'm not making a ruling on any dollar figure here.
Right.
I'm just the reason why I bring that out is that's why we're here. That is a big figure, and I mean, if it's 2,000, if it's 20,000, it's still dollars, and it's livelihood. Why it changed whenever it had, I mean, it wasn't a perfect system before. The self-report and the amount of days that you are, that was not a perfect system. There were people that were upset with the prior assessor about that type of situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
The way Stone County has it is not a perfect situation. I know Camden County, they looked at went to 100% commercial, and the BOE flipped them 100% residential. They trumped the assessor in that regard. I don't see that happening here, just FYI. But I don't know what the answer is. There's going to be, looking at my docket, there's going to be a whole lot more folks like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the bottom line is we wanted to discuss it with you. You're one of the first ones in here.
Thank you.
To get your perspective on it,
Thank
too.
You.
But what I'm going to request is, until we have our other board member here, I'd like to table this particular set. And I want to ask you a couple questions about
the
property. You said that you have a very sometimes do you ever have leases on these or are they just
mm-hmm.
okay?
Oh, well, no. We don't have leases. We have...
In some instances, we do, though.
Are they a VRBO at
that's
all?
That's just an advertising tool.
VRBO is simply a marketing platform for us. Some of our guests are here shorter term. Some of them are here longer term. We just had a stay from someone came from the Northeast and was with us for 3 months.
Okay.
And also my daughter and her husband and my grandchildren, they came and stayed in one of our houses, last year for 4 months. My son came up from Austin. He stayed in one of our homes for 2 months.
Right.
We've got several children and friends who come in.
Well, those are the kinds of mixed uses that, you know, I'm looking at versus a 100% commercial when we're trying to make our decision.
Sure.
But we do have entities that just purely, they live in some other state and they've never been to the property except to buy it.
We live here. I don't know that you know, but we do live here full time.
And so that you also understand the genesis of this, when we have somebody who owns a home in a nice neighborhood and then somebody comes in and buys it, and then suddenly there's 20 people on vacation next door having a party, you tend to get the residents.
So the properties that we're talking about are in approved areas.
Right.
They are...
You understand. I just wanted to let you know. That's where the complaints come from.
David, I
absolutely understand and appreciate where you're coming from, and that's why...
And then the hotels, of course, are saying, wait a second, people are coming to Branson, they are looking for a place to stay, I'm offering them a place to stay, but so are they, and they're not paying the commercial rate that I'm paying. And so that's the dichotomy that we're having to deal with.
I agree. I think the bigger issue, though, really, and Susan, you brought this up earlier, and it's a really great point, is you've got a whole host of people who are out there who are not applying for the Division 3 permits, who are not applying for the special use permits, who are renting their homes out, who are not collecting sales tax, who are not paying sales tax. Mm-hmm. You know, we as a community enjoy 10 million visitors a year.
Right.
And
we employ 20 people.
And we employ 20 locally. People. So, you know, our guests are coming in, and they, on average, when they stay in a home, there's a whole host of statistics. They stay longer when they rent a home versus paying to go into a hotel. It's generally, they're staying longer, and they're pouring into our economy.
Right. And they'll call us and say, where do we go? What do we do?
Exactly.
And we're helping the economy of Branson with all this money that's coming into there. They're going to Silver Dollar City.
Please understand, we know all those things. It's just a question of what's fair to tax. If those people people in hotels are also helping the economy, too. I think that's the dichotomy we're trying to deal with. So, you know, wherever we come down, you're welcome to come back here on the day we table it to, or we can call.
How do we find that out then?
What would that day be?
Kind of working this in progress right now.
You get the answer when they make a decision, we'll send you a letter.
Well, I mean, then they're free to come here when we're going to table this too.
And if you're wanting this to go to the State Tax Commission, I mean, you guys can do whatever you want.
Well, we're not going to State Tax Commission. I mean, obviously, whatever we come up with.
We're going to make a decision on these, I think, one way or the other. And then somebody, they may be happy with the decision, they may not appeal, but somebody's not going to be. Somebody's not going to
be. Well, we're not necessarily hoping, which is what it is.
Somebody will. So, And I think that's what we all need, because the assessor needs some guidance, and so do people who come in and invest in this community.
Friday, do we have some nightly rental appeals? Because that's when our third person is going to be here. So, and frankly,
he'll be here Thursday.
Maybe a little bit.
He'll be tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Do any of you at any time ever have to recuse yourself? Because I will share with you, Greg Baker is our banker.
Okay, well, he will have to recuse himself.
So I just wanted to put it out there, because if you're waiting and then we come back and he has to recuse
himself, thank you for sharing. No, I appreciate that. Yes, he would, and I'm sure he would have offered that. I didn't.
He will in your decision. That is correct. But as to how we're going
to
treat
because it's not, this isn't about you. It's a whole change of classification.
Right. It's much bigger, and that's the whole goal of our visiting with you is that it's a very big issue that I think needs to be addressed on a variety of different levels.
On the legal correct path. you know, when you look at Missouri law in the handbook, it says there's supposed to be elections. So maybe that's what it needs to be done. I don't know. I'm not an attorney.